Okay, well, thank you, Bart. So, actually, I've been sitting in on the IoT, which, of course, in our world sounds like Internet of Things, but the implementation oversight. And I think Paul has as well. But Lisa has done some notes for us, and that's really what we're proposing to do this morning is to get caught up on this. I take it everyone has seen the notes, and I mean, I don't feel a particular need to read them into the record, but unless, is anyone on the call not got the notes from Lisa? She just sent them, well, Bart forwarded them within the last hour, I think. So, well, certainly what I take from this is within the Implementation Oversight Committee, mainly what we're doing is listening to Trang and Akram talk about the timelines on all the various elements, okay? And there is an update available on the website. Then the CWG committee is itself drilling down into the actual bylaws, and there's quite a bit of pressure on that. And there are some issues coming out. I know Paul has been vocal on that, so let's just pause and see if anyone has any concerns about the IoT and with the bylaw draft.
Paul has raised his hand, Alan.
Okay, all right. Paul, please.
Thank you, Alan. Yes, I'm a member of the Implementation Task Force. As Alan indicates, it's led by Trang. There seems to be a general misunderstanding within ICANN between the differences between GTLDs and CCTLDs. I think they're getting ironed out. ICANN originally was wanting to be master of all, both C's and G's. I think they're now recognizing that they may be masters of the G world, of the C world. They are effectively a secretariat for the C world. I think that's been accepted. We've been having some discussions with respect to how things effectively will move forward, whether they go into the bylaws or whether they are mere implementation issues, and I think we're sort of semi-resolved on that as well. The budget issue comes to mind, whereby whether ICANN should oversee and control PTI's budget, or whether PTI as an independent affiliate company should in fact control its own revenue. That jury is still out. At the moment, the belief, I think, from CWG members on the call is the cash should be held by PTI, the company, to be spent as it wishes, or as the board wishes, or under the managing director's responsibility. One thing that has arisen is that the staff, IANA staff, have a very generous package, and moving to PTI, to have an employment contract with PTI, could be challenging for some of the benefits they currently receive at ICANN. And so there is a desire for staff to remain employed by ICANN. This is a desire from the IANA staff and also ICANN to remain employed by ICANN. So if the money were to be held by PTI, it would effectively be the staff from ICANN are on secondment to PTI, and then there will be a reverse payment from PTI back to ICANN. But the implementation group is, as Lisa's note indicates, is moving forward. It is moving at a pace, possibly a little, in my mind, too quickly, because we have multiple calls per week. We have another one today at 9 o'clock this evening, English time. When one raises a fundamental point of inaccuracy, it doesn't seem to get reflected in the next call. But it's making progress anyway.
Thank you, Paul. And I would just note from Lisa's notes, but also I know because I'm on the CWG calls as well, that the three design team leads, Avery, Donna, and Chuck, are looking at the individual sets of bylaws, and I believe that's what will be discussed on the CWG call today, which I think is within
3 o'clock
an hour.
UTC.
Yeah, it's about 50 minutes from now. Oh no, it's 11 o'clock local.
2 hours.
So that's, 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. So so I'm pleased that Paul is following that as I am, and I think you know we have the two Martins on, and we're following it. So I'm pleased that the CC world is playing its role. And also note that there was the issue of the two independent board members for PTI, and the decision was taken that Jonathan and Lisa would serve as the interim directors until such time as the non-com, the ICANN non-com, which is the agreed process for selecting the independent directors on a going forward basis. And so... And I know I just rounded out to say there's no update yet on the IPR, so we're still waiting to see how that plays. Martin or Martin, do you have any comments or information to put out? Martin Boyle, please.
Thanks, Alan. I've just got a little question for Paul. In his mention of the budget and PTI having control of its own revenue, it's more than just one question, but the idea that PTI holds its own cash, is there any indication of how many years' cash it would hold? Secondly, at the moment, any budgetary impropriety could be followed up through the ICANN enhanced accountability procedures. If the budget has been devolved to the PTI, or for that matter in future to any new operator, what would be the status of reacting to something happening in the IANA functions operator that were detrimental to registry operators? And the obvious one would be, for example, that they all pay themselves substantially more money perhaps embezzle funds. What would be the accountability route for putting things back into order? Thank you.
So the first question relating to the budget, it's sort of more or less watch this space. The budget for PTI is to be determined in advance. Months, plural, in advance of the ICANN budget. It will be determined, I think, by PTI asking ICANN for a quantum of money. If there was impropriety in the way in which PTI was administered, I guess it's at that juncture things would be highlighted. with respect to the number of years held, again, that's up for debate. At the moment, 3 years has been mentioned, 2 years has been mentioned, and just the year in advance has been mentioned. The reason for wanting to make sure that funding of PTI is robust and in place is that, you know as well as I, Martin, in the past, unfortunately, about 6 years ago, in fact, when Elise Gerrish took over, there were financial pressures placed on IANA that made or potentially made it difficult to operate. And so that financial situation has stabilized, so the intent of having multiple years funding, ring-fenced as it were, is to ensure that the PTI IANA service does not become once again a political football. With regard to your impropriety route, you raise, as always, a good point. The only way I can see is either for the PTI directors, the two independents, to actually do their job properly and to check things are not going awry, or for it to be held account at the budget cycle when that comes around on an annual basis.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. And that's consistent with my recollection, and it's still outstanding. I think that's part of the debate, is where will the cash actually be held? Would it be held by legally by PTI, or would it be, in effect, ring-fenced within the ICANN budget? And the outcome of that, of course, Martin Boyle, would affect the answer to your question, because if there was a separation, it's not clear that the funds would actually be with PTI. Okay. Martin, Simon, I see you had your question on the CSC charter, and I can't recollect it. I can't recollect it having been discussed thus far. Paul or Martin Boyle, do you have any more to add than what is in the chat? No.
If Martin isn't going to say anything, the charter of CSC is, I believe, one of the outstanding elements and is going to be addressed by the implementation group. If you look at the slides we get, the CSC is on the implementation to-do list. As I understand it, a proposal will come forward from the implementation group and be submitted to the CWG members for approval. I don't know anything about the GRC. I've never heard of it before. The Guidelines Recommendations Group. Don't know anything about that. So, sorry, I can't help on that one.
Bart, why don't you explain to Paul what the GRC is?
Yes, and this is where we Paul, the GRC say this is ceasing as a working group like some others, like this one. And this is what they do. They review current ceasing as a guidelines. They've been tasked to develop a set of procedures, etc., for the selection of the ceasing as a appointed members to the CSC, and how the interaction and the end, or say everything around the post-transition where the CCTLD community gets involved. So that's one. And today they had a discussion, because that's high on the agenda, and that probably that's the reason why it was raised, is that the CSC needs to be in place around the 18th of August, as well as the RZAC. And that, so as you know, it's the operational side, looking into the operational side and monitoring what ICANN is doing vis-a-vis the SLEs, etc. Therefore, say they just started their discussions today. So that's the GRC.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bart. Okay, well, I think that seems to be everything we had on our agenda to talk about.
Can we move on to the bylaws? Because Martin is raising some very good points, and I think it would be useful for Martin just to explain to us all, so that when we're on the CWG call later today at 4, we can lend support to Martin on the bylaws issue with respect to clarification. I've started reading the bylaws. I've only got, to be honest, the first page. Section 16.3A doesn't exist, yet it's referenced in Section 16.1. There's reference to coordination rather than consultation with the global internet community. There are some wording issues that, from a CC perspective, might raise some concerns. Again, ICANN are very keen on making sure that they are the overseer in charge of all things DNS, whereas CCTLDs see it at a slightly different perspective. So I've just run off the bylaws that I'm supposed to review in advance of today's call, and I have to say I'm only on page one, and I've found two mistakes already. So, but I'd welcome Martin's comments on his issues.
Thank you, Paul. I assume you meant Martin Simon?
Martin Boyle, I apologize, wrote an email on the 9th, okay. Saturday the 9th. I have skim read it. I'd just like to understand a bit more.
Martin Boyle? Are you there, Martin?
Oh, thanks. Well, sorry. I'm trying to come off mute. That sort of surprises me a little bit. I did have a number of problems. I put them down in writing on Sunday because I realised that things were moving ahead, and I wasn't quite clear exactly who was doing what. And I'm now trying to find the email that I did write. And I can't.
So let me help you with the timestamp because I've printed it out. 22:38 on Saturday, the 9th.
Well, I mean, I'll help you start. It has to do with the consumer of IANA functions, direct customers, that whole issue of terminology. And then move into the initiation of the special IFR, the IANA function review.
Yes, all I did was take the Google Docs that Avery Doria had circulated and looked at what she was proposing as answers to the questions on that that came from the lawyers. So that was on paragraph 13, which, as you say, Alan, was about the consumers of the IANA naming functions, and which was different from the ICANN community at large or the operators. That one actually gave me some worries because I'd certainly always seen the consumers of the IANA naming functions as being the registries. I saw that Avery has come back with some comments on that, but I haven't had a chance to look at those yet. One of the things seemed to be about you have got the review, a special IANA functions review, and Avery seemed to be arguing that we're looking at who is the IANA functions review delivering its report to. Now, my understanding was that it is the CCNSO and or the registry stakeholder group who ask for a special review to be carried out, therefore the response from the review team would be for them. That didn't seem to be what Avery was talking about, so I'll need to go back and see exactly what it is that Avery is understanding from the document that I'm not seeing. then there was a big question about the initiation of that of the special IANA functions review. In that particular case, my concern was that they were getting involved in the discussion that had already been covered in the CWG stewardship proposal. Again, I don't know how she's responded to that, but it's then a matter of how do you escalate that initiation to the point that you've called into place the special IFRT. And then the third substantive point the third area of confusion that I had was how do you take forward the response for the Separation Cross-Community Working Group, the SCWG recommendations, which again I thought were covered in the CWG stewardship report, my recollection and understanding was that the SCWG recommendations have to be approved by a supermajority of the CCNSO and the GNSO councils, which didn't seem to be what she was talking about. I will have to go and see before the next call what it is that she is seeing in the in those guidelines that that I'm completely missing. I'm sorry for that. I was not actually quite prepared for coming online to talk about that, bearing in mind that I am aware that Avery Doria has responded, and I don't quite know how yet.
Okay, thank you, Martin, and thank you for being so diligent in these matters.
Paul has raised his hand, Alan.
Yes, if I may. Yes.
Paul.
So I think Martin Boyle. Am I speaking? Yeah. I think Martin Boyle is raising some very good points, definitely worthy of support. The CWG proposal was very clear, where the direct customers are impacted, and there is call of a special IANA functions review process. In other words, it's distinct from just a normal IANA functions review. There is a crisis going on for a registry or multiple registries, and nothing should be done, in my mind, to impede the ability, one, to express the concern, and two, to have the force, the might, to be able to encourage remedial action. And so I think Martin is right to raise it. I also see other correspondents on the mailing list seeking to, how do I put this diplomatically, dilute the influence of the directly impacted customers. And that is worrying. I will cite a specific case in point. I have been having discussions with respect to the funding of the IANA. How is IANA funded? Currently, there are no charges at the point of service delivery, and I asked that be enshrined so that whether you were protocols naming or addresses, you were not charged on a per-service basis. I have been unable to get written assurance built into the constructs of this transition that the current funding mechanism of not charging at the point of delivery would be respected. Now, if a special IFR is triggered as a result of, for example, a funding issue, either non-funding because I can implement it or encourage its implementation, that's a crisis for registry operator. And I think we need to be very clear that the registry community, direct customers, whether naming numbers protocols, need to have the ability to trigger a special IFR, and that it was specifically designed as such within the CWG proposal. So I think Martin is right to raise it. I am concerned at this late hour to see the GAC weighing or the chair of the GAC weighing in lending support. The plan is not to derail anything. It is, as the CWG proposal made clear, it is to trigger a special IANA functions review to make recommendations off the back of that. The probability of separation occurring therefrom is pretty unlikely, but there is even a process for that. So I'm concerned at this late hour that this is being raised. So I fully support Martin.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. That is worrisome. I've actually lost connectivity, so I can't see if there's any other hands up. So we seem to be approaching the end. So
I'll warn you.
Oh, thank you, Bart. Thank you. Is there any other business? I'd like to talk about the next call before we actually ring off. So if there's any other substantive business.
I just have a question for Martin Simon. Basically, how are the bylaw calls going? I'm not privy to what's happening at the bylaws. As I say, I've read a few. I've got the questions from Sidley, and one thing that's pretty clear is even Sidley are struggling to distinguish between CCTLDs and GTLDs, looking at question number one in their mission. I'm just going through their thing that is also on page two, just above the reviews. There seems to be a difficulty within Sidley to capture the distinction between C's and G's, but how are the bylaws discussions going?
That's difficult to say, Paul. I hope you hear me now.
Yes, we can, Martin.
Okay, that's fine. Because we only had one CWG bylaw call, and that was last week. I think you were there, weren't you?
I missed last week. No, I was in Canada.
Okay, you missed last week. Because that was, in fact, it was only the introduction of the issues that are there, and then it was specified to the questions that related to the CWG, and they were divided to the DT leads, and actually that was what the call was about, to explain the questions and things like that. So today there will be, in the call, we will discuss the response. And I have been going through them, but most of them are not difficult. A few are, but it's only the very specific CWG questions. And the points that you raise with respect to the mission are more general. And I think they're debated in the CCWG calls, but I'm not sure because I don't follow them.
Okay, thanks. So my question really is, how can we, because I'm not following anything to do with the bylaws, how can we make sure that the distinction between C's and G's is upheld? Because there's only so few of us, that involved to make looking after the interests of C's. And I'm not following CCWG at all.
I have the same, Martin again. I have the same problem, and I'm not sure. I don't know. Bart, do you know anything about the CC calls? Because they have had more calls, I think.
The CCW, the only thing what I see is the number of calls. I do not attend, and I'm focusing on other stuff. It's, for example, if you just look at the CSC charter, but these are, say, there are let me rephrase it. I think there are some issues, and I'm say just watching at the bylaws development, there are issues at different levels. For example, if you look at, say, the issue Paul raised around the distinction between the CCs and Gs, you can see this, and a very good example is, for example, Annex G2 of the bylaws that say that's an annex that relates to the mission statement. If you would look at the language, I think it makes Paul's point very clear. So that's one level, and I'm not involved, and I'm not looking at it. I'm just looking out at it from a point of curiosity and where potential issue may come up in the future. Another point is, say, as I'm involved in the GRC, I'm looking at what needs to be done and in place before the 18th of August. And an interesting one is everything around, and that's the CCWG, which I'm not directly involved, is everything around the empowered community and what the CCNSO needs to do, and therefore the CCTLD community needs to do to make that work. And at the same time, you've got the basic stuff around the CSC and, say, for example, the question around the CSC charter. When will that happen? Because that needs to be in place before the 18th as well, and some other areas. And then at a third level, and that's the really detailed level, is some of the language used, especially around the CSC charter, is what you see. The drafters have started mixing up the CCNSO, CCNSO Council, without a true understanding of the real, say, almost logistical implications of what they were doing. Unfortunately, I'm focusing on that last part because nobody else is doing it. And at one point, we from the Secretariat, but probably the community itself, have to live with the consequences of these logistical choices. So maybe that answers your question. So moving forward, it might be very good if at one way or the other, say this is the first time we regroup under the new in the implementation phase, that we start to regroup and bring together the CWG and CCWG implementation side from the CCs, and really have, say, what needs to be in place and how does it work and how does it reinforce each other. And I know there has been some talk about it to replace, say, what was called the ISTAC with the implementation group of bringing together, say, the both groups, but now purely focused on implementation and its consequences. It's a long answer, but
I have to say I am somewhat confused now, Bart, but let me just come to I've looked up G2 Annex.
Yeah.
And it just once again highlights my concern about ICANN or the lawyer's failure within the bylaws to capture the distinction between CCTLDs and GTLDs. So there almost needs to be an Annex G3 specifically highlighting CCs. We don't want ICANN responsible policies. That's a local matter. Each country, each registry, as you well know, has policies for
and I think, and it's, and I think it's something to raise at either this afternoon's call or at another call, or some point.
But my point is, none of us are participating in the bylaw discussion, and I don't want it to fall through the cracks. And as I say, I'm looking at the Sidley's questions. I've done the first two pages, and there are three significant issues on the first two pages. I'm reading the bylaws themselves. I've only won one page, and there's one, an inaccuracy, and two, there is a misuse of terms. It's, and I'm not the lawyer. I'm just a, you know, I don't know what, we haven't got the bandwidth to, within our group, to seem to be able to cover all these things, and if we're not careful, we're going to get screwed.
I agree with you, Paul, on this, and my understanding was that the mission and all the things around the mission are dealt with because they're debated in the CCWG. And I would assume that there is also a call, but maybe wasn't a good idea to have these separate from all the CC members in the CCWG. But I'm not sure about that.
The CCWG has its calls, and you're right, and they don't have coordination calls. And that's, say, that was my third point, or last point, is rather sooner than later, you, like with the ISTAC, you and say, the CCWG need to come together and to raise these, to at least make very clear your concerns to them and the other way around.
So Bart, it's Alan here. Is that something you want to raise with Mathieu about maybe getting them on these calls?
It will be raised. Say it will be raised on Thursday at the council call.
Okay.
It's part of the agenda. I'm sorry to confuse you, Paul, but it's changing the mandate of that group. That needs to go through council. And once we say that there is clarity on that one, then we can start inviting people, say, this is all around implementation, and do it rather sooner than later.
So Bart, just so I'm clear, are you talking about changing the role of the ITSAC or changing the role of this group?
Changing the role of the ISTAC, because that was the call between this group and the CCWG, and the CCWG doesn't have a call like this.
Okay. And you're saying the preference would be to effectively merge this group with the ITSAC and have one coordination?
That depends on you. It's you can do, if you think these calls are useful for you, because now you talk to each other, then we can continue them. But say, this is only the CWG stewardship. That's the distinction. The other ones, you can have the same kind of call with the CCWG, but they have other concerns in other areas. I don't know to what extent it's helpful. So you've all been part of the ISTAC calls and these calls.
Okay, well, I'll let others speak, but I personally think it would be good for us to continue these calls until such time as the ITSAC is kind of reinvigorated, I suppose. So, because I do not want anything to slip. Okay.
Yeah, and then you can still have these calls once every month, and the other one once every month as well, or however how often you want to have this call.
Yeah.
But I agree. Say, in order to make this useful for you, I assume that you want to, not just sharing information, but you want to have more detail to discuss and to discuss a kind of common approach on these calls. Like, for example, the point raised by the around the mission statement and G2 and the points raised by Martin. So you can have a common voice.
Yes. Okay. I agree. All right. Well, and certainly I take Paul's point that we have to be more diligent in reading those bylaws. So I have not read that draft. I was going to read it before the call. So I'll have a look at that, Paul. So thank you for the wake-up call, as it were. So I think given the pace at which things are moving, we should be... our calls will go weekly now, will they not, Bart?
That's up to you.
Say, well,
these calls, say, initially they were weekly, but we still have the issue of, say, they're being scheduled by Christina and she's long gone. So one way or the other, if you want to have them regularly, if it's weekly or is it if it's bi-weekly, that's up to you. And I think what is really important is that Lisa is on this call as well. And Paul, I do understand what you're saying about the, say, council and the broader group to, yeah, you need to influence the game at from different angles.
But I'm very happy to have the call, and I think it's very good that we share information. But I'm looking at my diary this week. This is just on this IANA bullshit stuff. I've got 11 calls. Now, having another call, it's just, and we've got day jobs. It's death by division or whatever they call it, divide and conquer or whatever it is. I think Martin Boyle is doing a great job just picking up on the point. We somehow need to support Martin, but the overall premise of what Martin is saying is so fundamental to what CCs are about. We are different. We serve a different community than the GTLD lot. And that high-level message is just not getting through. And I'm very grateful to you, Bart, because I hadn't read as far down as the G annexes. But I think we need to get to make sure that the bylaws as currently being drafted highlight in bold print the distinction between it, because they've got G1 and G2 are very GTLD specific. G3 is new, and we need to be thinking of drafting it because it needs to be CC specific, basically telling ICANN that we already have our local policy development frameworks, we already have local accountability. ICANN for CCTLDs, or IANA for CCTLDs, is a mere service provider. But I'm very grateful for this call, and again, grateful for everyone's comments. It's difficult to keep track of everything.
Thank you, Paul. Well, so this is Alan again. This is what I would recommend. I think we should have a call next Monday, subject to everyone's availability. I think the pace at which things are moving suggests that we meet. We at least have a default of meeting weekly. Obviously, we can decide maybe if the next week is not necessary. I think, Bart, you should, on the council call on Thursday, raise the issue of coordination between us and the CCWG. But until such time as the council and the CCWG come back to us, I'd like us to continue to meet. Is everyone comfortable with that? Okay. Well, thank you. So Bart, maybe what you could do is, or Kim, I don't know if you're still on. Could you send out meeting requests like for the next 4 Mondays or something like that, just to get this in our schedule, but then what we can do is confirm every week what we're doing. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I will send out the notes, and I think it's I think it's going to be important to have Lisa on these calls as well.
Yes, absolutely. And so I suspect that her timing was relative to the fact that we have the CWG call in an hour or so. Okay. Unless there's any other business, perhaps we can claw back 10 minutes of our lives this morning. Okay. Thank you, Martin Simon and Martin Boyle and Paul, and, of course, Bart and Kim.
Yeah, okay,
everyone,
thank you.
Have a good rest of your day. Good day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.